Ezekiel 18. When a righteous man... Oh, verse 26, sorry. Praise God. Come on, get in the spirit now. Glory to God. Everybody there? Ezekiel 18 and verse 26. 18:26. When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness, commits iniquity, and dies in it, it is because of the iniquity which he has done that he dies. Again, when a wicked man turns away from the wickedness which he committed and does what is lawful and right, he preserves himself alive. Because he considers and turns away from all the transgressions which he committed, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is not fair, O house of Israel. Is it not my ways which are fair, and your ways which are not fair? How many times do you ever feel like, man, some of the stuff, man, God, it just doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem fair. Therefore, I will judge you, O house of true ministries. Every one according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all of your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin. This is very important right here. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live. Now we got to understand something. This is very powerful, because here we see God is saying, listen, I know what you're going through. Your transgressions and all of these other things are what's going on, but I'm asking you to do something. I'm asking you to turn away. I'm asking you to repent, cast that stuff down, and get yourself a new heart and a new spirit. In other words, you have the opportunity to renew yourself. So many times believers do not understand that they have the ability by the power of the Spirit to renew themselves. You know, listen, just because you're a believer doesn't mean you're going to tiptoe through the tulips, you know. It doesn't mean that things are going to be simple. The Bible says that as you become a believer, the path is narrow and difficult. And it is difficult because God is dealing with you as an individual. He is trying to make Christ His image and His likeness expressed through you. Now, you know, people wear these bracelets. What would Jesus do? Half of them who wear them wouldn't even consider what would Jesus do. They wear, what would Jesus do? And you see them out cussing and doing this and doing that and allowing families to be broke up and this and whatever. I mean, what would Jesus do? You know, non-submissive. What would Jesus do? In other words, we are to be the express image of Christ. What would Jesus do? He would forgive, right? He would love. He would submit. What would Jesus do? And this is what God is saying for me and you. He's saying, listen, He gives me and you an opportunity to renew ourselves. To renew ourselves. You know, He's the God of reconciliation. He can restore anything. The problem is people try to fix things themselves, and we all know that. And it doesn't work. And the devil always tells you it's going to be, you know, greener on the other side. Till you get there and you realize you're just landing in cow dung. And you're trying to shake that off for a couple days and it just doesn't work. And you stink like mad, man, you know. And then you want to go back to the other side. You don't realize what you have until you lose it. And we don't want to get to that point. So what we want to constantly do is be able to renew ourselves. And it is important, you as a believer, to renew yourself. Amen? He said, cast away and get a new heart and a new spirit. In other words, He has no pleasure in your death. He has no pleasure in your disobedience. Amen? He doesn't want His children to die. He wants us to be renewed. Renewed. Now, there are some expressions of what renewed means. I'm going to go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Oh, praise you, Lord. Now, if you believe God is talking to you tonight, hallelujah. God's perfect. He doesn't interrupt himself, and he knows exactly what needs to be brought, when and how. Amen? And let's give him a break. And let's receive what he's got to say for us tonight. Amen? 2 Timothy, chapter 1. In verse 6. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Now, this is very powerful. To renew yourself means that you must stir yourself up. You must stir yourself up. Amen? Look it. You stir yourself up as a representation of renewing yourself. You stir yourself up. What are you trying to do? You're trying to avoid the trap of fear. What if? But. Hello? How many times does the devil throw that at you? What if? What if? But you know what? You've got to stand on the promises of God. Amen. What if? Stir yourself up to avoid the trap of fear. Fear disqualifies, hello? Disqualifies a sound mind. Fear disqualifies love. And fear disqualifies power to overcome. Does everybody understand that? It will allow the will of God. Now listen. What we want to do is allow the will of God to manifest in our life, don't we? Well, these things will disqualify it. Fear is always coming against the will of God, isn't it? You know, how many times has somebody, look at, somebody, let's say, hurt you or offended you, right? Well, you know, in our ministry, we get guys that come and go. If we were to take everything to heart, nobody would ever come back. When they call, we say no. Not that we haven't said no to some. But we can't take it personally. They're not just disobeying the office. They're disobeying God, aren't they? Amen? So does that mean they've earned my trust when they come back? No, they got to earn it. You know, when my wife and I were divorced and I was out drugging, when God reconciled us, she had to earn my trust. I mean, I had to earn her trust.
Whoa.
Hallelujah. I don't know if I'll speak to her, right? Okay. So, I had to earn her trust. So there were times when, you know, but I wouldn't do things to disqualify that trust. I would be submissive to whatever needed to be done to not keep the door open to the devil. And eventually she realized that I was no longer that person that she was married to. Thank God. That I was a new creation in Christ. And see, even though you're a new creation in Christ and born again and everything, doesn't mean you're not going to make a mistake. Doesn't mean you're going to step on the stuff. Hello? It doesn't mean you're going to do something or offend someone or be offended. You're not going to be perfect. There's only one perfect Him. But you are perfected in Him. Amen? And as you do this walk, you're going to find that God is going to allow you the position to renew yourself. You know, it's like walking under a shower. You're getting wet. Well, you have the choice to stay in that shower and get wet or step back out and get dry. God says, renew yourself. What does He mean? Stir yourself up. Get out of the shower. Come on, don't stay in your own dung. Get out of there. Get out of your circumstance. Get out of your fear. Get out of there. Quit relying on yourself and come out and renew yourself and get a new heart and a new spirit and go forward. Amen? Praise God. So we see here that renew means to stir yourself up. Stir it up. How many times do you get up in the morning? Oh, man, another day. Oh, I got to go. I mean, the devil's got a whole list for you. He's telling you how rough of a day it's going to be. He's telling you all these things. He's reminding you of your past and all these things you used to do or what this person did you or what that person did you or whatever. You got to stir yourself up and come out of the trap You've got to. Amen. That's our responsibility. The Bible says, stir yourself up. The Bible says somebody needs prayer, let them go pray. You go pray. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Romans 12. Oh, praise you, Lord. Romans chapter 12. Oh, and everybody has heard this verse over and over. Verses 1 and 2. So how you, once one of the ways you're going to renew yourself? Stir yourself up. Verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Oh, hallelujah. It means it's not yours. Yeah, but hello. Holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, which is your responsibility. And do not be what? Conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be transformed. Be transformed means removed. In other words, stir yourself up so that you can be removed from the circumstances. Is everybody with me? Or be removed from the world by renewing or refreshing your thought pattern to truth, which will allow the will of God to manifest in your life. You got to understand something. The word renewed also means to bring to remembrance, and the Holy Spirit brings things to remembrance. But things don't come to remembrance until you get in the Spirit. You must make contact with the other side. Hello? Sometimes you want to say to someone, contact! Did you make contact today? What? Obviously not. You better go stir yourself up and renew yourself. Bonehead. Hallelujah. So be transformed. In other words, stir yourself up. Remove yourself from the worldly effect. Remove yourself from the circumstance. Remove yourself from the fear. Remove yourself and renew or refresh yourself, your thought pattern, right, to the truth, which will allow the will of God to manifest in your life. Other than that, the will of God will not manifest in your life. You can reason all day long why you shouldn't do something. But is it of God or not? Well, the only way you're going to know is to stir yourself up. Amen? Go to 2 Corinthians 4. All glory. Second Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. Would you read it with me, please? 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. Therefore we do not lose heart. In other words, don't fear. Don't get weak. Hang tough. Don't lose it. It's okay. Just stir yourself up and grab hold of God. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The inward man being transformed in the image and likeness of Christ day by day. Stirring up yourself or renewing yourself causes us to adjust to a spiritual home and disqualify the worldly home. The worldly way, the worldly fears, the worldly concerns, soulish emotions, the woe is me, the me, myself, and I, the how, when, where, but, if. Everybody okay? Praise God. So by stirring yourself up or renewing yourself causes us to adjust to the spiritual home and disqualify the worldly home. Amen? Because this isn't your home. But you know what? We have a tendency to think it is. And because we have a tendency to think it is, we get caught up in a temporary arena. Then we are afraid to lose what we have. Or we get into a place where we want to protect oneself constantly instead of keep oneself. And when you protect oneself and you're always protecting yourself, then you're worldly. Because when you protect yourself, you're not even listening to what God is telling you. You're listening to what the powers of darkness are telling you by a soulish arena or by works of the flesh. You get caught up by what you see. You get caught up by what your circumstance is. You get caught up in certain things. But God is saying, stir yourself up and get yourself a new spirit and a new heart. That's a wonderful, that, you know, just that alone in itself is a miracle. You know that? That we have the ability to come out of the world. We have the ability to come out of this temporary arena at any time we want because we're King's kids. Hallelujah. Go to chapter 5 while we're here. Starting at verse 1. Read it with me, please. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be more clothed with our habitation from heaven. If indeed having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now, he who has prepared us for this very thing is God. So God has prepared you for this very thing. Who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. Hallelujah. So we are always confident knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. When you stir yourself up, it moves you out of the arena of not walking by faith or how you feel or what circumstances have evolved around your life or what labels have been put on you or what the world says what to do about something. But you're able to stir yourself up and come out of the world and get counsel from the Spirit of the living God. And that's what we want. Counsel from the throne room of God. Counsel, correction, and direction right from Him. In obedience of what to do. Walk by faith, not by sight. Stir self up. Renew self. In a time of need, allows the walk of faith, not by sight. You know what? One of the things that's going to be happening, and I really believe that there's going to be a lot of manifestations more and more. More things are going to be coming to the surface through the body of Christ. Faith is going to be an essential part of your walk. Because if you read the book of Tribulations, you better have faith. I mean, the book of Revelations, where there's a lot of tribulations. You better have faith. Amen? That book of Revelation is known as the book of faith. It's faith. You cannot walk by what you feel. You must walk by faith. And the only way you're going to do that is to stir yourself up. Now, we've talked about this before. The time of faith is building and maintaining right now. Faith expresses the actions of a believer. We talked about this. We said if you believe, the word believe means to follow, right? So if you're a follower, then you're activating your faith, aren't you? Why? Because you're accepting or receiving what God is telling you and you're applying it to your life. If you're not accepting the truth and the things that God is telling you and applying it to your life, then you are not a believer. And God calls you a liar. Everybody understand that? Hello? In other words, the things that God is giving us through His Word and through His truth, we take those things because we're to walk by faith. Faith is an action, all right? And as we walk by faith, we're accepting these things as truth and we're applying them to our lives. That's what a believer does. Everybody with me? Go to Colossians chapter 3. So to do that, you must stir yourself up or renew yourself. Colossians 3. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody all right? In verse 6. Now let's start at verse 5 and get right to it. Everybody there? Verse 5, let's read it. Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth. Hello? Because we don't want to be stuck in this temporary home. It's like camping out. You know, you're just camping out here, man. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to what? Put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. And do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. In other words, we ourselves are not only supposed to renew, but he's talking about put off that old man, put off that carnal arena, put off that soul, put off the carnal characteristics like anger and so forth that we just talked. Put those off. You and I are to put those off. But renew yourself with the knowledge of Christ, or bring to remembrance Christ and His character. Because He is a person. The person of the Holy Spirit dwells within me and you, and He's trying to express Himself through us. Everybody understand that? So you and I to cooperate with Him by putting off the old man and renewing ourselves. Constantly renewing ourselves or bringing things to remembrance by association with the Holy Spirit. So, we want to bring to remembrance Christ, His character, His person, His love, and His promises. His promises. What do we want to do? We want to renew ourselves in the understanding and remembrance of His promises, because He is faithful to complete what He started in me and you. Is everybody with me? Praise God. Put off the soulish arena. Put off the carnal characteristic. Put off that soulish arena of emotions and feelings. We are, what we're doing right now and what God is doing right now in the body of Christ is building a principle to sustain our walk and maintain our position for service, for blessings, and to sustain our walk and maintain it. I'm going to go back on this again. God is building right now godly principles. He is manifesting a godly, he's reminding us. You remember in the law, the old law of Moses, which was thou shalt not do this, thou, those were principles. They were actually godly principles to live by, weren't they? The Word of God is a godly principle to live by. But many of the people have gone astray. They've taken this liberty to an extent where they're no longer living by principles. They're living by experiences. And you can't always live by an experience. Because an experience should always bring you to principles. It should confirm what the principles are that are written from God. Is everybody okay? Everybody got that? Now listen. So God is producing godly principles because of the time and season we are in right now. Well, your conduct and your character must allow the expression of Christ Jesus to manifest through you, because how you act and what you do is going to either rescue individuals or turn them away. Turn them away. And we're seeing things in the body of Christ that are manifesting and are turning believers away. The Bible says, make no provision for the devil. Amen? You know, greed has entered the body of Christ big time. Division. Worldliness. Man, worldliness has entered the body of Christ. You know that there's as many divorces in the body of Christ as there are in the world? We are not making that expression. Christ, the character of Christ through his body, is not in the fullness yet. God is asking us to become a part of his principles and what he's trying to do, and reason why there's exposure and things are happening right now, because God is exposing individuals that are not willing to walk according to his principles. And there are godly principles. There are godly ethics that you and I are to abide by so that he can express himself through us. So when you make a mistake, you have the opportunity to renew yourself right away. Right away, renew yourself. Listen, we are building a godly principle to sustain our walk and maintain our position for service. Amen? That's what we're doing. We're to sustain our walk, not only in maintaining the position, but God has got blessings for us, revelations and promotions that he's trying to get us to. The whole thing is many people keep going around that same old circle, because they've not accepted the godly principle and they've not learned how to stir themselves up and renew themselves to come out of that worldly home and get into the spiritual home that's awaiting us. Is everybody with me? Hallelujah. Go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Did everybody get what I just said? Some faces were looked a little distant, I don't know. Hallelujah. Joshua. Joshua. Glory to God. Joshua chapter 1. Glory to God. Renew yourself. Verse 7. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right nor to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law, which is godly principles, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make yourself your way, what? Prosperous. And then you will have what? Good success. Hallelujah. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. So this Bible is a book of godly principles, isn't it? It's a direction. It's godly principles. God has taught us through his book according to his way of his principles. Now we know that the book is the tutor, isn't it? But the Holy Spirit is the mentor. And he's going to bring us to the place where he's going to allow you to go through circumstances so that these principles can be manifested in you. How are you going to know them unless you are tested? Remember, Jesus went into the wilderness and he was tested by the enemy. Amen. God tests him. How did he know what was going to happen unless he went there and did it? Does everybody understand that? You're going to be tested on certain things. How are you going to know what a miracle is unless you need one? And everybody needs a miracle. Praise God. We're all walking miracles. Salvation is the greatest miracle there is. Amen? So you got one miracle, and there's more. Because he's got a storehouse of things. healing, when people get healed and so forth. No? How are you going to know what healing really is like until you need one? How do you know what being filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit is like until it happens? There are so many people out there trying to tell people that the gifts aren't for today and there's this and that, whatever. You know what? They've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost. So they're telling people all of this other stuff because they're associated with the spirit of error. You know what? They've lost godly principle, or they've never had it from the beginning. One of the things of godly principle is a reverence to God Almighty Himself. And things that we speak and things that we do, there's a reverence, there's a fear. But it's a holy reverence to Him. So, in Joshua chapter 1, he says, meditate on these things, the book of the law, the word of God is the book of godly principles. For me and you to prosper and be of good success. Look at, Jesus said something very awesome. He said, man cannot live by bread alone. Man cannot live by the ways of the world alone. But every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. In other words, he said, you live in the Spirit. But Jesus had a godly principle, didn't he? He stood on that principle. It was the first thing that he said to Satan. He stood on that principle that was written. Man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Renew yourself. Some of us think, man, I'm going to shoot myself. But that's not what it is. It's just renew yourself. I heard that when I said that. I want to shoot myself, not renew myself. Somebody was thinking that. Psalm 119 and 105. Praise God. Come on, read this with me. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my... Oh, hallelujah. So as you begin to speak, the word becomes a lamp to your feet and then a what? A light. It comes a light to the path of your life. It assists you in renewing yourself because these are godly principles, aren't they? You ever get attacked and you start quoting the scriptures? Aren't you renewing yourself? Amen. You're not getting sucked up in the war. You're actually battling sometimes. You don't even realize it. Go to James chapter 1. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. James chapter 1. Everybody there? Would you read 25 with me? But he looks into the perfect law of liberty. Now the perfect law is one of representation of the godly principles. That's the perfect law. Of liberty, which brings freedom. And continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. How many of y'all want to be blessed? Praise God. Then you know what you got to do? Stir yourself and get renewed. Get renewed. Get renewed. Get yourself a new heart. Get yourself a new spirit. Get yourself refreshed. And begin to speak the word. Begin to speak it, because it's light. You speak it. That's one of the ways of renewing yourself, isn't it? You don't renew yourself and go, oh, Lord, please renew me. Oh, Lord, you know all my trouble. I got a flat tire. My neighbor ran over my dog. My wife left me. And I'm living on my neighbor's food stamps. Oh, Lord. Sounds like faith to me, huh? Ooh. Sounds like worldliness. Worldliness. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. so. Second Corinthians chapter 3, hallelujah. Verse 2. Would you read it with me, please? You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Oh, praise be to God. Let me tell you, you know someone that's stirred up. You can tell someone that's been with the Lord. You know. Some of the most exciting things that you see is a brand new baby in Christ. Man, you know, like when a baby comes out of the mother's womb and gets cleaned up and so forth. I mean, the skin is soft after a period of time or whatever. A brand new baby. A brand new baby in Christ. It's awesome. I love to see brand new babies in Christ. And I love to see them grow. Because they are like so much light. They're like, whoa, they're all excited like they have not seen a butterfly. And when they see one, they're like, whoa. Hey, man, that happened to me. Here, I was 39 years old. I got born again. It was the first time I recognized certain colors in the earth. I mean, I was so busy with everything else, I didn't recognize anything. Hallelujah. Clearly, you are in the epistle of Christ, verse 3. Ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh. That's your heart. That is of the heart. Amen? In other words, it's no longer just something that is superficial. In other words, you're receiving it and applying it because you're able to stir yourself up. See, you can't receive the things of the Spirit unless you're in the Spirit. Amen? And this is where you must stir yourself up because you need to get in the Spirit. You need to get into your eternal home and get caught and get out of this temporary home. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. In other words, you've got to practice to perfect it. No one says it's going to happen exactly, you know, the way you think. You've got to practice it. In other words, it's got to become a part of your everyday life. You've got to live it to where when you wake up in the morning, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing according to the ways of the Lord. Feeding the Spirit, not the flesh. Hallelujah. Right. Praise God. I get a lot of hallelujahs, you know. But the Spirit knows what's what. Isaiah 28. Yeah, man, everybody wants to go home and clean their place up. Praise God. All right, we're changing tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm starting brand new, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Tomorrow I'm brand new. I'm not going to do that tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a brand new day. Isaiah chapter 28. Praise God. See, you get to renew yourself right away. Glory to God. It's because His mercies are new every morning. He's so faithful. Isaiah 28 in verse 9. Isaiah 28 and verse 9. It says, whom will he teach knowledge, and whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaned by milk, those just drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line and line upon line, here a little and there a little. For it's stammering lips and another tongue. He will speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. Now, one of the ways of stirring yourself up and getting refreshed, how many times you need to get refreshed? You just get really pooped out and you're going, man, you know what? Whew, this world is just starting to beat me up. Well, you need to get out of it then. And one of the ways of getting out of it is by praying in the Spirit. That's exactly what he's saying here. This is prophesied by Isaiah He's given us a real insight clue, a way to get in the Spirit quickly and a way to stir yourself up and come out and get refreshed is to pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. You know what? When we pray in tongues, let me tell you, do you ever realize that sometimes it's real difficult to start off with? You know why? Because you don't pray in tongues enough. That means your flesh is still running your life. If you have a hard time praying in tongues, and your mind is saying, oh, no, I ain't praying in tongues, I'll just... Your flesh is running your life and not your spirit. Does everybody understand that? And the gift of tongues is for everyone. Well, I haven't got it yet. Well, then go get it. It's real simple. Just go get it. I mean, when you want something else, you go get it. You'll do whatever it takes. Then go get it. Don't just whine about, I ain't got the tongues yet. Go get it. My wife did that for a little bit. I used to send her to the room and go get it. Go get it. Go get it. Finally, she came out. She got it. Hallelujah. Thank God. The book of Jude. Stir yourself up. Get refreshed. Get yourself a new heart. Get yourself a new spirit. Come out of that. Would you read it with me? Starting at 14. Everybody there? Jude, verse 14. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Whoa. These are grumblers. Now let me share something. These are people that are not willing to stir themselves up, because even believers do the same thing. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts. They mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lust. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having fellowship with the Spirit. Not having fellowship with the Spirit. Does everybody understand that? But you, beloved, what? Building what? Yourself up. On your what? Most holy faith by what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. So he says, now build yourself up. Let me share something with you, very important. When you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, in fact, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is a guarantee, isn't he? He's the down payment of your inheritance, of your redemption. When you have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit is like a representation of like a wedding ring. You know? It's like, because he's like the down payment. When you are accepted with the Lord, you are married to him. You are married to the Lord. You are married. Now, let me tell you a little bit about a Jewish wedding. In a Jewish traditional wedding, what happens is the father... Let's say, well the bridegroom meets a bride, right? They don't kiss, they don't do nothing. This is preordained. Okay, this is the one that, okay. All right, well, let's see, all right? Now what happens is the bridegroom invites the bride to come to meet the father. They sit down. Now the father works out a contract. He said, this is what I'm going to pay for the bride for my son. There's a contract. Okay? And what he does then, when they sit down, the father, the bride, and the bridegroom, they sit down. If she agrees to it, she signs this thing and agrees to it for the price for her. That is their marriage right there. Then what happens is the bridegroom gives the bride gifts. Those are known as gifts of the Spirit. He doesn't see her again. Because then the Father says, I'm going to go prepare a place for you. And then I will receive you unto myself. Do you understand that the same thing as a Jewish wedding as it is with the body of Christ? So when somebody says to you, the gifts are not for today, but they are. Those gifts are to express that you are married to the bridegroom, Jesus. That's an expression. And what happens is the bride goes around and shows off these wonderful gifts. See, people are beginning, why? Tongues are for a sign for the lost, aren't they? Prophecy. Words of knowledge, words of wisdom, and so forth. The gifts of faith. I'm telling you, faith is going to be a major gift in this season that's coming up. You're going to have to walk by faith. Let me tell you something. And people are going to want to see those gifts that Jesus gave you. And she looks at these gifts, and she shows everybody these gifts until it's time. It's time for the bridegroom to come and receive her where the Father has prepared a place at his house. Those gifts are important. Very important. Because they are a sign that you are married to Jesus. Does everybody got it? Oh, does everybody understand how it is now with that Jewish wedding? Oh, hallelujah. For my glasses. Praise be to God. So what do we want to do? Stir ourselves up. Stir yourself up. Don't get so caught up in your circumstance, but stir yourself up. Renew yourself. Get yourself a new heart and a new spirit. Get refreshed. Go to 1 Peter chapter 3. Oh, hallelujah. First Peter chapter 3. Is everybody there? In verse 13. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. You know, you're going to be persecuted. You know. So, you know, we get persecuted all the time, especially in certain areas where there's those religious spirits. They want to argue with you all the time. You just go tell them to get yourself a new heart and a new spirit. But they don't know how sometimes. They're so bound by the letter. They don't know how. We talked about the difference in the letter and the spirit Friday night. And where the difference is, there's talents and gifts. The letter is a representation of talents. The spirit is a representation of gifting. Amen? Oh, glory to God. We're not going to get into that right now. But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. Do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. That's how you get revelation knowledge. That's how you pray in the Spirit and get revelation knowledge in your spirit. And always be what? Ready. Always be ready to what? Come out of the world. Always be ready to come out of the world. To give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. So you and I are to be what? Ready. Ready to what? Renew yourself. Stir yourself up. Amen? Go to 1 Corinthians 4. 14, I'm sorry. 1 Corinthians 14. Oh, praise God. 1 Corinthians 14. Praise be to God. In verse 4 and 5, would you read it with me? He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. Wow, in other words, he stirs himself up. But he who prophesies edifies the church. Paul said, man, I wish you all spoke in tongues. Not that they couldn't. Not that they couldn't. Man, I wish you all spoke in tongues enough. God has given you this gift. If you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit, every gift is in you. See, remember in Babylon when there was one language? The Tower of Babel? Right? One language. There was a worldly one language. God divided it. Then he set his church on the earth, and there's another one language. It's called tongues. Tongues. It's amazing. I'll go to somebody and say, hey, man, we'll be talking or something. I'll say, man, let's pray in the Spirit. Okay. I'll start praying in tongues. I'll start going, Our Father, who art in heaven. I'll say, wait a minute. I thought you were praying in the Spirit. Because the Bible says, pray with the Spirit or pray with understanding. Understanding means that you and I can all understand it in the common language. I wouldn't stand up here and try and preach you in tongues. You'd all have to interpret it. But nobody would know what was going on anyway. I'd like to see everybody's notes after they got done writing. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification. So praying in the Spirit brings self-edification. It renews yourself. Amen? It renews yourself. You know, when you go get a drink of water, you get refreshed. Man, it's hot out here. Well, it's the same thing in the Spirit. You begin to get dry. You begin to get drained. You start praying in the Spirit. You know, it's amazing how people can, during the service, the anointing will come and they'll start praying in the Spirit. And the devil will tell them, you can't pray in the Spirit anymore. They'll leave the church and they don't pray in tongues no more. It's like, who told you that? Oh, hallelujah. Everybody all right? See, the Bible tells us that you and I must work out our own salvation. We must work out our own salvation. We must be accountable to God. Everybody's going to be accountable to the Lord. And we must pick up this principle of stirring ourselves up quickly, of renewing ourselves, to come out of the worldly circumstance and get into the spiritual. Amen? Look at David. I love this here. Go to 1 Samuel 17. Man, what an example David was. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 17. 1 Samuel 17. Praise be to God. In verse 41. Everybody heard of David and Goliath, right? Remember that one on the cartoon on TV, Goliath?
Davy.
Remember that one?
Hey, Davy.
I was a kid and used to watch it all the time. I know some of you never saw him. I'll tell you about it one day. So the Philistine came. There was Goliath. And began drawing near to David, and the man who bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about it and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good-looking. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog? What is this, a mosquito? You know? That you have come to me with sticks? What is this? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I'll give you, and I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. All this. Now this is just the devil talking to David. You understand that? How many times did the devil said all kinds of this stuff to you? Did you stir yourself up? Or did you take the bat that he gave you and told you to beat yourself up? Come to me and I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Oh no! Fear gripped hold of you. The mind of Christ just went down the tubes. You know what I think was? You were thinking of my life when you don't have one. And David said to the Philistine, you come to me with sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. And a demon, hallelujah. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. Ooh, David was stirring himself up. His knees might have been knocking at first, but they started straightening up. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. Ooh, he was getting Holy Ghost anger now. And I will strike you and take your head from you. Whoa, glory! Man, that Philistine demon-possessed individual must have been like, wait a minute, what's up with this little varmint? In this day I'll give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Whoa. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with the sword and spear. Whoa, that just disarmed him. He just disarmed Goliath. He convinced him that his sword and spear wasn't good enough. And Goliath was thinking, what about your little slingshot there? What are you going to do with that? For the battle is the Lord's. Now that took, oh, wait a minute. He not only disqualified, disarmed him by speaking about his sword and shield and spear and stuff. And then he said, you ain't fighting me. You're fighting the Lord. Hello? He got so stirred up, man. He was standing right before God. God was at his right hand. He knew Daddy was with him. You're not fighting me. You're fighting him. You remember when you were a big kid and so your big friends or your big brother, you go instigate someone and go, yeah! Go get him. Yeah, man, you want to mess with me, you mess with him. I'll stand behind him and you can mess with him. I'll get my big brother on you. Hallelujah. Now, verse 48. So it was when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. David didn't think about it. He ran right. He was stirred up. He ran toward him. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone. And he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead so that the stone sank into his forehead and he fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore, David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his own sword and drew it out of its sheath, and killed him and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they boogied. Hello? Man, you need to stir yourself up. Renew yourself. Get yourself a new spirit and a new heart. It doesn't matter what other people are thinking or what they're saying or what they're doing. Your walk is you. Nobody else can walk your walk. It's about you, and it's about God. Amen? Go to Acts chapter 3. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3. Hallelujah. You know, even when you have kids and stuff like that, you know, I know when my daughter upsets me or something, I start praying in the spirit. I stir myself up so I don't get in the flesh. Amen? Man, stir yourself up. Butara robo si ki kia. Sit on your hands. Braha sanda ka robo so. Then you wait to hear from Daddy. In other words, what kind of reward is my child going to get for this disobedience? And God will give you godly wisdom to change that child. Amen. Not worldly wisdom. Amen. Godly wisdom. Because he knows how that child needs to be dealt with. You can read all the books you want. But the greatest book is to hear right from him right then on what to do. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. In Acts chapter 3, yes, I just rescued some of you kids, praise God. You better thank the Lord. So when your parents start getting a little whatever, you know, tell them, hey, renew yourself. Hold on a second, renew yourself before you get any closer. It doesn't mean the consequence may be different, but it may help. Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. I like this first word. Would everybody say this with me, please? Repent, therefore, and be converted that your sins may be blotted out so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord and that he may send Jesus Christ who has preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Now you got to understand something. You know, repentance is an important factor of a believer's life. So that when you get in the presence of God, you can get refreshed. Sometimes you don't even know what you got to repent for until you can stir yourself up, until you can be renewed. Until you can come out of your... Sometimes you just need to pray in the Spirit so God can reveal to you what you need to repent for. Because you know what? Your soulish arena, your flesh, and all your circumstances prevent you from hearing God. You'll assume all kinds of things, but you won't get the truth. Amen? So repentance is a very important factor of being a believer. Amen? So the refreshing can come from the presence of God. That's stirring yourself up and refreshing yourself. I want to close at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Oh, hallelujah. Renew yourself. Six through 11. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do. Hey, don't let the devil tell you, wait, do it later. Yeah, I'll get to it. No. Renew yourself now. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. You know, one of the important things to do is not only edify yourself, but edify others. And as you edify others, did you know that what you sow is what you reap? Yeah. As you begin to edify others, you're going to get edified yourself. You know, the Lord says, humble yourself in the mighty hand of God, and he'll exalt you in due season or due time. One of the things that we must do is humble ourselves so that you and I can renew ourselves. Submit to God and resist the devil. Amen. So renew yourselves. No matter what you're in, no matter what's going on, you want to get to your answer from the throne room of God. Amen. You want to know the truth that will set you free. Amen. And you want to do the right thing that pleases God. Well, the only way to do that is just get out of the shower. Amen. Renew yourself. Get in the Spirit. Come out of the worldly arena. Get into the realm of the Spirit and hear from God directly so you know what to do. Amen. Amen? And be in brand new creation. That's a miracle. Brand new every time. Amen? Amen? May the Lord grant you revelation tonight. May the Lord grant you visitation, impartation, and determination to fulfill the will of God by coming out from your circumstances, by coming out from yourself, and by coming out from the ways of the world, that you may fulfill the perfect will of God by renewing yourself, getting yourself a new spirit and a new heart, that Christ, the character, the person of His love, His presence, and His glory will be manifested through you, showing off those gifts that have been granted to you by your bridegroom. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.